Welcome to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor R. Brett Walker. You know, in the Methodist tradition, there are few who can actually remember their baptism. But we believe that it's not about what we do, but what God has done. In today's message, I challenge our congregation at Hudson United Methodist Church to remember their baptism and to rejoice. So grab your Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 3, and join us as we look at new beginnings. The scripture lesson this morning is found on page 3 of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. We come to a time in the church, we are in the time after Epiphany. And Epiphany, it means a sudden realization. A sudden realization. And there are people in the church who have had that epiphany, that sudden realization, and can point to a particular date and time when they had that epiphany. There are some in the church who have not had that specific moment. Today we're going to see this moment as it works in the life of our Lord. This is known as the Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And so let us hear the word of the Lord for us this morning. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. May God continue to pour out his rich blessings upon this, his reading of his holy word. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I consider myself fortunate because I can point to the day and time when I had that realization. That realization that Jesus is Lord. That realization that everything in my life up until then had been phony. It was October 5th, 2008. I was at a weekend retreat. It was called the Walk to Emmaus in South Seville Camp Meeting. And it was the third night. And I had just witnessed the love of Christ so profoundly, so completely, so incredibly, that I could do nothing else but to get on my knees and to surrender my life to Christ right then. I cried. People prayed over me. I remember that time very well. I'll never forget it. For some people, this realization comes over time. For some people, it's their whole lives. For some people, it's event after event after event after event, God working in their lives to bring them closer to Him. So some people don't have that one moment that they can point to, that one date and time. But today we're going to see in this scripture a moment in time when everything was revealed, not just to Jesus, but also to the entire world. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized of him. Now John at this time was baptizing in a region called Perea. Perea is a region that is just across the Jordan River from Judea. Okay. To put things into perspective, if I were to go out to Olmans Creek and baptize there, the temple in Jerusalem would have been in Center City. Okay, so that's about how far John was away from Jerusalem during this time. It says, John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? John, remember, insisted to people who asked him, are you the Messiah? He said, no, I'm not. I'm not the Messiah. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. He said, there is one coming after me whose shoes I am not worthy to untie. He lowered himself before the Lord. He said, I'm not the one. He's coming. Now, John recognizes Jesus, the Lord, before him. And he says, I can't baptize you. You have to baptize me. I'm not worthy to baptize you. He lowers himself before Jesus. But Jesus says to him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus said, it's okay. There is an order to these things. And this is the time now when you should baptize me. So John baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. When Jesus came out of the water, we see all of the elements of the Trinity working together in concert in this one moment. Jesus, the Son, comes out of the water. He's reborn of the Spirit. The Spirit of God descends upon him like a dove. And then the voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God himself bore witness to Jesus in that moment. Who here remembers their baptism? In the Methodist tradition, we baptize infants. And so most of us do not remember our baptism. I was baptized when I was 4 months old. I don't remember my baptism. In the last service, my wife was there, and of course she raised her hand because she was baptized when she was 31. Had to throw a wrench in my sermon. But most of us do not remember our baptism. I don't remember my baptism. I remember, however, being in Sunday school. I remember receiving my first Bible in third grade. I still have that Bible today. I remember being in my confirmation class. Our youth pastor was Dan Cray. And I remember he taught us to memorize the Apostles' Creed. And we memorized the books of the Bible. And then we forgot the books of the Bible. But we always remembered that Apostles' Creed. And I remember my first communion when I was confirmed. And they gave each of us a little silver chalice. I remember that very well. I remember being in youth group. I remember when I got into high school, I started to fall into the wrong crowd. I started doing the wrong things. I started smoking. I started drinking. And yet I remember when I was 16 years old, God calling me into ministry. And I remember telling God, no. No, that's not what I want to do. I don't want any part of that. I remember going to college and studies got in the way of my partying. So I gave up on my studies. I failed out of all my classes. I remember my father coming up to me in New Brunswick, and in his hand he was holding a letter from Middlesex County College that said I had been expelled for academic reasons. And he said to me, I thought you were still going to Rutgers. My dad said to me that day, you can either join the army and straighten out your life, or you could just disappear, and I never want to see you again as long as I live. I took the army. I remember in the Army Depot, they said to me, what is your religious affiliation? And I said, I don't believe in God. And they said, do you want us to put atheist on your dog tags? And I hedged. I said, just put no religious preference. I remember getting married. I remember going to war. I remember drinking and using drugs, even in places where I wasn't supposed to. In Saudi Arabia, alcohol is completely outlawed. But the Filipinos there had this alcohol that they made out of formaldehyde, and 1 in 3 chance that you, if you drank it, you would go blind. I drank it anyway. I remember coming home after the war, my wife telling me, you've changed. You're a different person. I told her she was ridiculous. I remember the birth of my children. I remember the drinking and the drugs got so bad that my family was getting in the way of my using. And so I despised them for it. I turned away from them. I turned away from my family, my children. And then I met my birth mother. You see, my birth mother was 15 years old when I was born. And I met her when I was 24. When I met her, she was 4 years clean and sober. She got me into a 12-step program where I got clean and sober. And I was introduced to this concept of a higher power. You see, in 12-step programs, we use the word higher power so we don't scare people away with the word God. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did use that word, because I would have bolted if I had heard the word God when I first went in there. But I kept coming, and I kept hearing these people praying to God, to their higher power. And so I started to slowly realize there really is a God. There really is a God. And not only that, but God introduced me to my birth mother. God helped me to get clean and sober. God held my family together when it was falling apart. In all of this, my wife left me, and I don't blame her, because I drove her away. But I remember thinking, I don't want her to leave me. And so I drove 3 hours from Sussex to Vineland, and the entire way down, I was praying to God like I'd never prayed before, saying, God, I don't want this marriage to end. But I leave it in your hands. I said, God, if it's your will, let her decide. And whatever she says, I will abide with. I got down there. She said, I want out. Okay. All right. I accepted it. And God introduced me to another woman. And our relationship was different from the very start. We were honest with each other. We loved each other. I remember we got married in a church. We believed in God. We both believed in God, but we didn't have a relationship with God. We got married in a church, but we didn't attend the church. Every once in a while, we would talk about going to church, and we'd say, "You ever wish you went to church?" "Yeah, kind of, but, you know, those people are scary, you know? I don't want to go there. I mean, you know, I thought, well, the ceiling will probably fall on me and kill me," and all those objections. They were just so ridiculous. But God kept working, and He helped Erin to get a job in a Christian daycare where she met godly women who were nothing like what she expected. They were actually nice, you know? And she started reading her Bible, and because she started reading her Bible, I started reading my Bible. And after a few months, we said to each other, Why do we hesitate? Let's go back to church. We went to church. I put on my one jacket and tie that I had, and I went to church that day. And I remember thinking, I feel like I've come home. I've come home. God continued to work in my life, throughout my life, even when I didn't believe in Him. It's not about what we do. It's about what He does in our lives. It's not about who we are. It's about who He is. It's not about the things I do today. It's about what He did for me on the cross. That's what matters. Today is a day called the baptism of our Lord, the baptism of the Lord. And it's a day when we are invited to remember our own baptisms. Like I said, I don't remember my baptism. But I can remember that I was baptized and that God has been working in my life, throughout my life. I can recognize those moments when God was working in my life. It was on the last night of that walk to Emmaus experience at an altar very much like this, that I was so overcome with grief over what I had been doing to my God, to my Lord, that I fell to my knees and I said, "Oh God, my life is a sham, and I have not been living the way You call me to live. I want to give my life to You, because You gave Your life for me." And you know what? Maybe you don't have an experience like that. And that's okay. There's thousands of people in the Bible, and every single one of them has a different experience in the way they meet God. See, God can have a relationship with 7 billion people on this planet, and every single relationship He has is unique, because He's God. And we're not. Today we're going to remember our baptism. And I'm going to ask you to follow this liturgy, which is printed out in a bulletin. And at the end of this, I'm going to ask you each to come down. And we're going to have a remembrance of our baptism. I would ask that you come down this aisle here and then go out this way. If you feel a need to pray at the altar, God's altar is open for all of you. Through the sign of baptism, we are reminded that God's Spirit is working in us. And by remembering our baptism, we are reminded that God continues to work in us at all times. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this holy sign that you have given us. We remember that we are baptized, and we rejoice in knowing, Lord, that you are always at work in our lives. You are alive. You are with us. And we rejoice in knowing you and having a relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service every Sunday at 9 a.m. And Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. If our message has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? We hope you'll join us again for Guerrilla Christianity. God bless you.